Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am with Thaddeus McCotter, my colleague, and we turn to the gathering storm in Washington, D.C. The new Congress entering with a significant change. The Republicans are now in the same slight majority position that the Democrats were in the last Congress. Thaddeus has been to Congress, has been part of a Congress that is overwhelmingly in control, is also overwhelmingly out of control. The question is, what can we look for in the new Congress under Kevin McCarthy? That is, I don't ask for predictions. Just what do you picture this Congress looking to achieve with a White House that is decidedly unsympathetic to the Republican Party and a Senate that is decidedly unsympathetic to the House of Representatives?
Yes, well, thank you, John. Well, the Senate is controlled by the Democrats. The House will be controlled by the Republicans. So both parties in Congress will be out of control.
Out of control will look like investigations. So we'll see the January 6th committee transformed into, name a date, you know, the July 4th committee, something like right. That. And we'll see.
So I think obviously there'll be political, heading into a presidential year, there'll be political investigations, certainly by the House. There may be some by the Senate, but the Senate really hasn't done much of those lately when you think about it by itself. The days of the Kefauver committee and others seem to be gone, the Church Committee and others. I don't think we're going to see anything like that out of the Senate. They may be focused more on legislation to try to jam some of the marginal House members. Usually it's the House that tries to jam the Senate up. But this may be different. The Biden administration and Senate Majority Leader Schumer may wind up trying to figure out how they can eliminate 9 to 10 House Republican seats by passing legislation, forcing the House to deal with it. Obviously, the House is going to have the power of the purse. That's going to be one of the big challenges for the Senate Democrats and for the Biden administration, especially if the Republicans continue to link the increase in government spending to higher inflation, which nobody likes. But I think also you're going to see out of the House, out of Kevin McCarthy, he's talked about a special select committee on communist China dealing with that as the strategic threat and rival model of governance that it is to the United States and the West. So there may be other issues. I still go back to the fact that I think one of the issues that you may be able to find common ground on between the House and the Senate, despite the fact they're in different parties, is antitrust legislation dealing with big tech. Now, I think it's a little more difficult now for the Democrats because big tech seems to be far more in the pocket of the Democrats, or vice versa, when you think about it. But if they're serious about antitrust, and I think the Republicans are now, and I think the Democrats, some of them, especially Klobuchar and others, Senator Klobuchar and others, seem to continue to be interested in it. I think that's an area of compromise and agreement where they can actually get something done. It'll be interesting to see what the Biden administration's views on this are, because as you know, as the recent reports have shown, if you start to break up big tech, it's just going to make it harder for the FBI and others, the Department of Homeland Security, and other federal agencies to figure out where they're going to listen to the activities of Americans without warrants.
Right.
But well, be that as it may.
Another area that I'm puzzled about is cryptocurrency. I don't understand it other than the fact that it's in a complete collapse right now, a bear market. Does this look like a bipartisan effort to win favor back home by investigating cryptocurrency?
Well, the cryptocurrency, SBF. But anyways, what they were doing was they were largely giving to Democrats. So it is technically a bipartisan issue where that company that went bankrupt gave money to both parties, but largely to Democrats. So I think they're going to be more reticent about investigating and getting to the bottom of this. It's kind of, in some ways, it's kind of like the Epstein affair, where both parties seem to be implicated in it, which is why neither party really put up much of a fight when none of the people who used that despicable service were ever brought to light. And Mr. Epstein's death and the jailing of Ghislaine Maxwell did not bring forth any congressional investigations into the matter, especially in the age of human trafficking, you think it would have. So I think that with the cryptocurrency, because again, there's bipartisan taint to it, I think there's not going to be a whole lot of impetus on either side, especially out of the Democrats, to do anything with that.
And this recent brouhaha over a man named Santos, who was elected in New York with a false statement of who he is, where he comes from, what he did, what his education is. Is that going to be a dominant issue, or is that something that can be dealt with by the Ethics Committee?
Well, I think it's really something that has to be dealt with by the people of New York, first of his district, first and foremost. Secondly, they do have the ability to determine the qualifications of members, you know, the fitness and qualifications of members into who gets seated. We've seen this happen before. I think they tried to do this in some instances. In the last Congress, there was a temptation to do it. I don't know if they ever actually did, but you can see it. And so especially if he's broken laws or there's any civil infractions, that'll be part of it. I think the Ethics Committee, they still need to find something that they can actually put their teeth into, a violation of the House rules.
I see.
I'm sure they're going to be looking at it both ways. It is interesting to see that the Republicans have finally put someone in the running to be the biggest liar in Congress. I still think Adam Schiff has a much greater head start, but we'll see.
Yes, I hear from Mr. Schiff routinely now. I understand he's not going to enjoy any committee assignments, that is the power of the Speaker's office, and Nancy Pelosi used it to good effect for attention for some members.
I think that maybe they'll bring back Merchant Marines and Fisheries and let him serve on that as a one-man wrecking crew and leaker. You know, put the leaker on a Merchant Marines and Fisheries, what could go wrong?
Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, previewing the 118th Congress about to gather with the storms in Washington.
I prefer to be previewing Cocaine Bear, John.
I understand. Cocaine Bear is such a winner. Nobody, there's no reason for anyone listening to us to believe that it's real.
You know, they could make him Speaker of the House. You don't have to be a member of Congress to be Speaker of the House. Speaker Cocaine Bear.
I think that it's more in keeping that he should be a host of a Saturday Night Live.
Nobody watches that. Well, no, that's beneath Cocaine Bear.
Oh, you think his agent would turn it down, I see.
He doesn't need an agent. He's high on cocaine and out of his mind, and he's hungry for love.
But he steals every scene, if that's appropriate.
But his hair, as Warren Zevon said, his hair was perfect.
he looks the part. I like the little bit where he gets so high he moves across the ground on his back.
You know, I just thought of it, John. Cocaine Bear, he may have colluded with Russia.
Yes.
To get this film done.
It's true.
He is the symbol of Russia.
He is the bears
he
of
could
Russia.
He could be Putin's apparatchik Siloviki plant in Hollywood.
Yeah, why do we associate all this villainy? The bear market that we're in Wall Street is, you know, where bears are everywhere. But the cocaine...
Well, but the good news is the Detroit Lions beat the Chicago Bears today. So there is hope. There is hope.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.